Snowbike World Championships. The UCI has lost it.
Is the UCI's innovation killing mountain biking? Should the innovation just stop?
All that and much more coming up on The Dirt Shed Show. Yes, welcome to The Dirt Shed Show, everybody, with myself, Rich Payne, and today I'm joined by the one and only Owen Coutts. Owen,
greetings
for coming on.
Greetings, hello.
Greetings. Nice Snowbike World Championships, Owen. A new discipline, a time when maybe mountain biking's a bit lost, enduros sort of, is it getting forgotten? There's all sorts going on, and yet the UCI bring out a whole other discipline.
That not that many people have heard of or taken part in previously.
Yeah, what are your thoughts?
So, I mean, initially, yeah, UCI are sometimes unusual in some of their choices. But with this one, when I first heard it and I saw Gracia doing it, I was a bit like, ooh. Yeah. But I watched the Ski Sunday the other day, a ski magazine show on a
classic Channel 4,
or maybe another channel. And you know what? I thought that downhill track, I think it was in Kitzbühel, I don't know what it's called. Hannon Camp, something like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, that would look so amazing with like Sam Hill, some flat pedal rad rider just like nailing it. Got this wild chicane. It looked incredible. So I'm like, actually, if we get that, that would be mind blowing.
So that's a best case scenario, right? I feel like that is a as good as you can possibly get. I think what I'm worried about is one, it's not going to look as good as skiing. The standard is high, right? As in, so you watch these giant slalom, super Gs, the speeds are high, it's flat out, it's full on, and I don't know if we can replicate that on a bike.
We can get pretty fast. We can get really fast. What was Marcus Stockel, MS Racing dude?
Yes.
70 k's an hour? 170 miles an hour, was it?
No, it was less than that. I think he hit about 210 k. I think it was Eric Boone or Barone?
Oh, Barone, I think it was on a Sun back in the day.
He hit 227k. Now, I think that's the fastest ever speed.
Yeah.
Actually, fastest ever speed on skis is 255. So it is quicker. That's another 30k an hour quicker on skis. Okay. So, you know, we ain't going to be matching that. And that's flat out. That's top speed.
That's in a straight line.
Straight line, exactly. But, you know, you've got to think, early 2000s, they dabbled in snow racing.
Pagey got a medal.
He did, yes.
Yeah, X Games. That was rad.
Sort of the kind of border cross version of it, you know, four at a time was the most interesting.
Snowcross.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, questions are, you know, zero competitors. Is anyone actually interested in racing on snow?
I mean, are there anyone that is a snow downhill racer yet?
Yeah, is there going to be any budget for that kind of racing?
Budget, again, that's a trickier question to ask. I now feel like I'm on, a bit like I'm on a ski slope here, on a very icy sort of footing.
It's a slippery slope, right?
It is, yeah. The slide is starting to bite.
Are the UCI looking for another way into the Olympics?
Well, you see, I did hear a rumour that they wanted to get cyclocross, so a weird road bikes racing on an old school cross-country track, but chopped down to be only like an hour of racing. It sounds quite rubbish, and I've done one cross race, and it was quite horrible. But watching it was quite fun. Just an hour of TV. So
it's very spectator-friendly. It's far easier to sort of set up, film, and do. You don't need a mountain.
No, you don't. I mean, ironically, the use I have gone to, I think, Lenzhide? No. Val d'Isole to do a cross race.
Yeah.
So if it's like a package, we've got downhill makes it, again, that feels where it's bad, is that we've got downhill mountain biking, which should be an Olympic sport anyway.
100%.
But we're only going to shoehorn it into snow downhill mountain biking, which isn't a sport. We've invented it.
Yeah.
Does feel that I'm not... That slippery slope is more slippery.
I know, and it raises up more questions for me about snow racing. So are the right people governing our sport?
Up with this bonkers invention in the first place?
Yeah, I know. And what does it mean for sort of the people out there? So the people who are listening or viewing our sport... What are they getting? What does it mean for them? And, you know, are we going to see more crazy things pop up? Is there going to be an influencer's Instagram world championship with a weird jersey of a selfie on it or something? Like, what?
Oh, you've got the jersey designed already. So
I've already had it printed.
Yeah, there you go. Like, not just for you, but
I
mean...
It throws up a lot of questions.
It does. I mean, if that's the only way that downhill, and hopefully it isn't, maybe we could... I'm just suggesting, it's not ideal, but we sack off at least one of the track races... So then we've got, yeah. Because apparently it's all about budgets in the Olympics, and cycling has got is popular, but lots of it's in the velodrome. So if we just sack one of those off and have downhill mountain biking, as there is cross country in the Olympics, yeah. That would be really amazing.
Mm.
Versus shoehorning it into, well, we don't want to chop a track out, so let's just put it into snow. But maybe that works. You've got downhill skiing. So you've got to have hills for Winter Olympics.
100%. 100%. Well, let's throw it to them out there. Look, if you're listening, drop us a message. Let us know what you think. Snow biking, is it going to be a thing, or is it going to, well, melt away and turn into nothing? Drop us a comment also down below as well. And talking of that, Owen, do you know what? People can now listen to us on their favourite streaming podcast platforms because we're a podcast, mate.
Wow. I didn't. So does that happen now? We're
in it.
Into a podcast.
We've morphed in it. Yeah, okay, YouTube Music, exciting. Your favourite music streaming place, you can now listen to us as a podcast.
Wow. Boom. Audio boom, I guess.
Owen, it is now time for some comments from last week's Dirt Shed Show. Now, last week on the Dirt Shed Show, Martin and Blake were talking all things bike manufacturing, either by themselves or Martin has dabbled with his own company in the past, his own bike. And it got a lot of mixed reviews, should we say, in the comments. And we've dug a few of those out because
there's some gold there.
There is, and we do like to hear from all of our listeners and viewers. So, kicking things off, this is from Pseudo Thief. It says, they're not going to be expensive, it's going to be £6,000.
I think it's a quote from Blake, isn't it?
Exactly. So in context, this is Blake saying he's going to make one at a time. It says, the fact that you can see how ridiculous that statement is shows that you're part of the problem with the bike industry and you're totally unqualified to comment on the cost of biking crisis. And you're full straight in at the deep end from Pseudo Thief there. No holds barred.
Yeah, no. I mean, I'd love to say it stops there, but Snowman 22ism continues with both ideas are terrible. Making one bike at a time is the most expensive way to make a bike. Having them made overseas adds massive shipping costs, and that's currently part of the problem.
Yeah.
It's relentless.
And then,
Thankfully, there was a balance. So I think it was a discussion of whether they want one at a time or build more en masse. And so it was kind of like Team Martin, Team Blake.
It was. And actually, on onto that, Team Martin, it says, comment, like this comment if you were Team Martin. Martin getting 99 likes to Blake's 77.
Yeah, that's the time you're filming. So it may have changed.
Yeah.
Tough audience.
I do love the fact that we got some constructive criticism. I think,
having
comments from everybody is what betters us, right?
Exactly. We're not going to kind of like,
no mute your comments. Spectacles around
exactly.
It. No, no.
And related to that, if you've got comments on snow biking, whether it's sane as I think it vaguely is or insane as you think it is, let us know in the comments.
Yeah. But Owen, on a more positive note, drum roll, please. Now, we were giving away a pair of Reynolds Black Label Trail Expert wheels, and the winner is, of course, David Perkins. Congratulations, David. Now, we'll be getting hold of you with the email address you provided us to find out all the details, wheel sizes, free hub bodies, every other bit in between, and they'll be winging their way to you. And don't forget, keep your eyes and ears to the Dirt Shed Show for more prizes and competitions in the future.
What's up, everyone? Lead story this week is, of course, yesterday's news that Vali Hall is rejoining the YT mob, the team she was on when her pro career began at just 13 years of age. She'll be joining Oisin O'Callaghan and Shana Hearn on the YT Tours for the 2024 season and beyond. In more big team news, MS Racing has confirmed that it will now be using Intense bikes, signing David Trummer, Eleonora Farina, Jacob Dixon and Tohuto Ariki Pene. The Mondraker factory team I mentioned last week has confirmed a banger lineup of Dakota Norton, Ronan Dunn and Ryan Pinkerton, and Dylan Maples officially joins the Commensal Muckoff lineup after a stint drafted to the team last year after all riders were injured. Andrianne Lanthier-Nadeau has joined an expanded setup from Commensal Canada and Squamish-based clothing brand Seven Mesh. Another all-Canadian setup on the team already is Freeride World Tour skier and under-21 Canadian Enduro champ Wei Qian Ho. Elliot Jameson also makes the move to the Commensal Canada team from his previous setup at Norco. Scottish racer Tom Wilson joins former teammate at Orange Bikes Lachlan Blair on Deviate bikes for the season. Orange have unfortunately ceased trading for now whilst the administrators decide how best to sell the company. Four-time Italian national XCO champion Chiara Teocchi has joined the Albea factory race team with a medal in Paris firmly in her sights. Cade Edwards has left the Trek Factory Downhill race team in order to move over to the C3 Project setup, which is such a sick move, both for him and for the sport. One of the biggest voices and hosts of Action Sports Entertainment, Salema Masekela, is rejoining the X Games brand after about 12 years away. as their first ever chief of sports culture. I always remember him going mental when Travis Pastrana landed that first double backflip. I think that's probably my favourite action sports broadcast clip. He said he's keen to resurrect a bit of that X Games soul and will also be featuring as host on their on-air coverage. E13 have launched their new lineup of mountain bike wheels for 2024, featuring a culmination of feedback and years of development from riders such as Aaron Gwynn. Check those out on their website right now. Okay, that's all from me this week. Let's catch up with Toff for the sickest thing.
Right, this week's sickest thing's this new part from Daryl Brown and Tommy C. There's no flippity-wibbities in this, just slipping and sliding around, basically just really good bike control in disgusting UK conditions. I'm interested to know what people think about this video, because normally, like, sick bike videos is, like, dream conditions, super sunny, sick riding, sick terrain, but, like, this dirt is so clayey and chalky, it's like in England, basically. It's always, like, so hard to make it look good, and I think they did a really good job, because it's, like, actually so slippy and impossible to ride. I think I actually just think it's sick just because it's like actually reality for so many people. I mean, like, we'd all like to go ride like super sick, perfect, amazing terrain and like live in Whistler and stuff. But like most people don't. And yeah, if you live in England, like this is just good, honest shredding. Like who doesn't like two-wheel drifts into catch bumps? Like obviously it's sick. Right, that's my sickest thing this week. Time to go back to the shed.
Okay, Owen, it is now time for hacks and bodges. Hacks and bodges! Hacks and bodges! Hacks and bodges!
Bodges!
Oh, wow.
It's good.
Okay, first up from Zachary on his Trek Marlin 5. Now, this here is a very bodged single-speed conversion where it looks like he's used part of the lower cage of the rear mech as a chain tensioner,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, I don't think the rear mech is shifted in quite a while because it is just the old jockey wheel. But, I mean, if that's enough to get through some trails, he's in Coffs Harbour, which is very nice.
Yeah, lovely part of Australia. It says, managed to put together a homemade chain tensioner for my brother using a trash derailleur and some zip ties. That is a heck of a bodge.
It is. I mean, if you did that on the trail, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So if you did that bodge mid-trail, hats off.
Fair play,
very good.
Fair play. Right, next up, we have got Mikolaj on his 2018 Dartmoor Blackbird. Now, this is from Poland. I'm struggling to describe this one. What have we got?
We've got a bike tyre on the down tube towards the bottom bracket.
Of course,
and
yes,
then,
it's just clicked.
Very cleverly, we've got just sort of above the bottom bracket, near the pivot bike in particular.
Yeah.
Basically, we've got a low down bottle cage mount.
So you know how I think old Nukeproof Megas actually had them mount.
My old Cannondale Prophet back in the day.
Yeah, on the bottom of the down tube. Terrible place for it, really, though.
Well, only terrible if you don't like drinking
if you want
kind of cow pats.
Yeah.
No bad
thing. What he's done is essentially make his own there. And I like it. I got a lot of time for it. It's from an old drywall framing parts.
Right.
I mean, zip ties, bolts,
old tyre. Yeah, great.
Definite bodge.
Yes,
definite bodge on that one. And I mean, look at it. Yeah, you can see parts of the drywall that he's got wrapped around the mounts and stuff. I mean, I like that he's used part of the tyre to protect the frame.
Yeah, no, that's sensible. We like that. Good.
Right. Next, we have Ruckin with a Nukeproof Scout from Chicago, Illinois. Now, bear with me here, people.
So, and my initial view of this is he looks like he's trying to emulate a lot of people on the gram, a lot of, should we say, influencers.
Yes.
Who were inspired by one brand of drivetrain when there's two.
Yeah.
When they launched their new shifter system or powertrain, drivetrain. Yeah. There was a new name for it. It wasn't just gear shifters.
Yes.
And lots of people decided to stand on their rear mechs. I don't even know why they were standing on them.
Because they're silly.
What
he's essentially done here is the new derailleur hanger, if we'll call it that.
Yeah,
the
that's
T-type SRAM.
One. Right, yeah.
He has made a Shimano version.
Wow.
He's made his own version of a T-type style hanger, but actually instead of obviously a SRAM mech dangling off of that, he's managed to put a Shimano mech in there. And I got to say, it looks pretty smart.
It looks really smart.
Really tidy, and it's moved it more inboard and tucked it out of the way. And it's actually, I didn't say that's a hack. That ain't no
it is
bosh
a hack,
to me.
But older listeners and older watchers may remember the Shimano Hone group set, which might have come out at the same time as Flappy Paddle weird dual control shifters.
Oh, that was a dreadful time in cycling.
there were some weird innovations. Back to those weird innovations, like snow.
But this is good. Working.
It is, but Shimano actually developed this standard back then.
Okay.
They just lost it with all their other things that were quite
They developed
good as well.
So much, to be fair.
Indeed. No, they have. Yeah.
Well, that's blooming good. Do you know what? Keep them coming in, guys and girls. The link is for the uploader in the description down below. Sorry, I'm just losing my words. That was
no,
so
that's
good.
Okay.
You know, I mean, these things happen.
To be fair, it looks stumbling. Like it's come out of a pro shop.
It does. It does. Yeah.
Hack. Good.
Keep them coming. Oh, and have you been shopping lately?
I mean, I have. I've done quite a bit of shopping recently. Got myself a new mug.
Nice. Yeah. Where from? The GMBN shop?
Yeah, indeed, yeah.
Well,
all stainless steel construction. The exposed non-enameled lip there, so it's nice and clean. Lightweight design, very robust, great for your coffee.
Seamless, yes.
Yeah, there we go.
We have got some great deals going on at the GMBN shop now. So if you head over to the website, help us out, buy some clothes. It really does support the channel. Yeah. And we appreciate it very much. Plus, we get to see you repping out on the trails, which is always cool.
It's awesome, yeah. Not just mugs.
Not just mugs, but things we liked this week. Moving on. Now, first up, Seth Stevens riding a recumbent. What can only look like, is that 20-inch rear and a smaller
front? Maybe
24,
16.
Yeah, it looks fine. But Seth Stevens, amazing skill. He's cruising around on his recumbent.
Yeah.
I mean, that, what do you call it, like a stoppy?
Yeah, stoppy.
Back down that slope is immense.
Inverse stopping.
Absolute steez. I got a lot of time for that.
I'm going to say, yeah, it's really amazing, but Kurt Vorez, I feel like he might have started that whole thing off.
So, okay, yeah. Wow. All right, not a lot of love there in the end.
No, not love, but yeah.
Get it? Right, move. Another steezy rider, Phil Atwill.
Amazing.
Yes.
Once maybe a really nice Rooibos or Red Bush cup of tea. Really nice bloke.
Rooibos?
Yeah,
I thought it was Rooibos. Yeah.
Okay,
anyway.
There we go. That's, yeah.
This is a cool sort of nose manual wall ride into a little sort of cutty, jibbing around.
But also, actual like an inverse ET.
Yes,
or an actual ET on there as well.
Yeah, I got a lot of time for that. And then last, but by no means least, this is a bit of a monster one. So this is Fabio Wibmer's latest edit, The Strife.
Yeah.
Fabio doing what Fabio does on snow, just going monstrously big.
Yeah.
Huge. Have you seen, like, look at the, unfortunately for you people listening, you can't see him send this monster of a drop.
I mean, I got lucky and went to Kitzbühel, where I think this downhill is.
Yeah.
And the ski lift kind of pops you out the top and you walk a bit, and then round the corner from another ski lift where there's another one setting up is the start of the downhill track.
Straight down.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
I just thought it was like a danger cliff, but it was the ski slope.
I want to say this drops, what, 14 metres up, and I don't know how long, but it is massive.
Yeah.
Have a look at the bike that he's riding. It's a Canyon custom
Torque,
bike.
I think, yeah.
Canyon Torque.
Yeah.
Custom paint job, Olin's parts. And it's also got the most insane metal spiked snow tires. So mental, they had to run a rear mudguard, obviously, for a case of doing himself some rather permanent damage.
I thought it was just to keep the snow
down,
keep his kit nice and bright.
It's
but
to keep the snowballs out.
Shall we say.
Yeah. Let's just leave it at that.
Okay.
Because it could get pretty painful. But yeah, some pretty cool things this week. So, but anyway, time for caption contest. Right, on to the caption contest, everybody. Now, last week's picture was, should we say, a rather suspicious looking picture of myself looking very closely down the lens with our trusty cameraman Leo behind the lens. It looked a little bit suspicious. I'll let your imagination do the work.
I didn't think it was that bad. Fine. Good.
I love how your mind works. But it did get you guys and girls going in the comments, and you came up with some absolute bangers. So first up, Hippocampus 1. If you look closely into this lens, you'll see the person responsible for you not having any money.
Silver Ghost 8517. Bikes have gotten so expensive. Oh, cost of living bike crisis. Rich has had to resort to auditioning for OnlyFans. New helmet sponsoring coming there, maybe? Yeah. Very good.
Yeah. Grant 3399. Having a bad camera day and making a friend look into it for you. Turns out it was a bit of a loose cannon. Good play on words there. I like
very
that.
Very good. L. Richt. Call that a tripod. Let me show you a tripod. Give me a second. This usually doesn't happen to me.
I'm getting done over here, good and proper. Mitchy Mitch 555, Rich looking down the barrel of someone's cannon, another great one.
Yeah, very good. I like that a lot. SOX Cycles, Rich's New Year's resolution was getting closer to his audience.
That's a slightly more innocent one to know. You need to pick a winner, because winner is going to win this enamel GMBN stunt mug, which I'm going to hoof away in a moment.
Shivers. I'm going to say looking down the barrel of a cannon.
Mitchy Mitch 555.
Yeah.
Congratulations. I have just...
taken out the cameraman.
I've just launched the old stunt mug into the cameraman. Congratulations, though. You have won a mug. And here is this week's caption contest picture. If you can't see it, obviously, head over to YouTube and check it out. Coming up on the channel this week, we've obviously got lots of greatness, but pick out one thing you're looking forward to.
I'm going to say a 30-day flat pedal challenge that Anna's doing. I think it sounds awesome in terms of just like sacking off the clips, because they are for kooks, and then sticking with flats. I think it'll be really interesting to see how that pans out. Be good.
Excellent. Okay. Do you know what I'm going to go with? Don't make these mistakes when you next ride a hardtail. A hardtail, obviously, a great bike that most people are going to get when they get into mountain biking.
Yeah, no, very true, yeah.
And if you don't know what you're doing, sometimes you can make the odd mistake. So don't worry, we got you covered. This video is going to help you out. But with that then, on to the bike vault.
Ooh.
So, first up in the bike vault, we have got Drahoslav. Oh, may have butchered that name.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
From the Carpathians, Slovakia. Now, he has sent in this lovely-looking picture. Beautiful mountains, nice hardtail. It's a GT Zaskar LT Expert. No money for a new bike for a long time, but after 15 years on a Gary Fisher, he's got this new Zaskar to him. And it's really nice. 29er hydraulic brakes, dropper post. It's a lovely-looking picture. A bit wintry as well, isn't it?
Yeah, we like that.
We're going to need the bell, because what are we going to give? Is it nice or super nice?
Super nice.
That was lackluster.
I've got arm pump from climbing. Sorry.
It's a solid start, though. Next up, look at that.
Oh, shivers. We've got a mongoose? No. It is.
It is a mongoose.
Wow.
Yeah. A fireball.
There you go. From Wellingborough.
Yeah.
Gee, look out.
And now,
good bike to have in Wellingborough, hardtail.
I'm liking the fade paint job. Would you say purple or pink into green, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's good. A good story behind it, too. So, yeah, diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. He was told that he needs to be more active. Can't beat building a bike and then riding it, having not ridden it for 7 years plus. See, bikes are awesome.
They are. And so, yeah. That is from, like we said, from Stuart. I think that's a super nice. That picture, he's got like his bike against sort of a nice graffiti backdrop. It's popping out. It's pretty cool, yeah?
Yeah, it's very good.
Give it the bell, Owen. Oh, that's
better?
The one. That's
okay.
The good one, yeah.
You had to up
your game, really.
Yeah, it is.
Two-handed
yeah.
job. Fairdies. Right, next up, David has sent in a picture of himself. Not himself, but his bike with his kid. They're both on a Trek Remedy 8 and a small little ghost. That's quite cute, isn't it?
That's a ghost bike, not an actual ghost.
The child is not a ghost. This is from Hertfordshire. And it's out adventuring with his seven-year-old son.
Yeah, I think that's brilliant, yeah.
That's a super nice, isn't it?
Super nice.
Yeah. I think very generous on the pictures here.
Ooh.
Okay, next up, Jack on a Kona Process 111 2016 from Limerick in Ireland.
Nice.
Just nice?
Oh, sorry, yeah, no, super nice. I'm just going straight in.
Yeah, I mean, it's bright red, nice, it's a good-looking bike, isn't it?
I think that kind of was like first but sort of like brought into the mainstream, the sort of modern geometry of longer, slacker. They're really good. And the fact that you didn't have to have a monster truck travel.
That's true.
Yeah.
It says it's a hand-me-down from his uncle. And there's some nice round parts on there. Some upgrades. I like that.
Yeah, blingy.
Yeah, it's cool, isn't it? Okay, next we have Wayne's 2024 Marin San Quentin 2 from Nottingham. I thought I'd treat myself to a new bike on my 50th, yet to change pedals and change the...
The chainring, I believe. I'm going to hope that is.
Yeah.
Oh, the old dork disc on the back. That's okay.
Dork disc is good. I read dork ring. I didn't want to say it out loud in case it sounded like an idiot.
You're right.
Big plastic bit.
Exactly.
Oh, so it's the plastic bit behind the cassette.
Yeah, yeah. So you've got to remove the cassette to take the plasticky thing off. So it's a faff if you just bought one.
I never heard it called that.
Yeah, dork disc. There you go. Well, you can get one on your next bike if you want. Just be nice.
No, please.
Okay.
Spare my bike.
Please. Sad.
But that's cool. I like the tan walls. Do you know what? For a minute, I thought it was a horse racetrack. because it's got this white
fencing.
No, I agree.
I thought that. I thought he just, yeah, maybe there's some dirt jumps near there. But
what were we saying, nice or super nice?
Super nice.
Oh, wow, we are giving them away. Okay, I've got a problem here. So let me read this out. This is from Camille, and it's an Orbea Laufey H30 from Belgium.
How is there a problem?
It's non-drive side. This picture is a beautiful snowy picture. Check it out now, everyone. Lovely bike, nice hardcore hardtail, real snowy backdrop, but it's non-drive side. And I can't give them a super nice on a non-drive side picture.
Okay, it's just a nice.
It is just a nice, but it is nice.
Drive side.
Oh, now this one throws me right off. So now we've got from ADV. Two Yeti Arcs. Ooh, fancy pants.
That's
from
nice.
Canada.
Yeah, lovely.
Me and my buddy got these two bikes. After our two bikes got stolen, so a hell of a replacement.
Yeah, very nice. Good insurance.
The only thing different between the two are the silver spacers on the stem and steerer tube. A very, very nice picture. Sort of lovely mountainous backdrop. Cloudy and blue skies.
Yeah, lovely.
I'm torn now because I just said I never give a super nice to a non-drive side.
You've said it. You've set the bar.
Yeah, but there's a drive side in this picture as well.
You've set the bar.
I know, but I...
Breaking your own rules.
I know, but that's a really good bike.
Okay. I had one of these.
Did you? So this is Kyle Scott Nitrous from 04.
Yeah.
From West Yorkshire. Upgraded handlebars, pedals, forks, wheels. Do you know what? That's a retro throwback. Should we super nice it?
Yeah.
Okay,
I'd say get an angle set in that fast.
Yeah. Very steep. But that's it, Owen.
Oh.
That is it. We've drawn
shivers
to the end of this
wonderful show. Yeah, wonderful moment.
But don't forget, actually, when it comes to Bike Vault, you can, of course, keep sending your bikes in to the description, to the link in the description down below.
Okay.
But do give us a nice description.
Yeah, do.
Because we do like to see them and, you know, you might get a shout out on the next show. But Owen, thank you for coming on.
Thank you. And obviously, if you've got nice comments and you want to see more of me and Rich versus those bad boys of Blake and Martin just
terrors
saying things obnoxious that got you really heated up and you want mellow shows now.
Just
where
chill,
it's just very
fun.
Calm, just nice. Just put it in the comments.
Right. Thank you very much for watching. Thank you for listening. And until next time, we'll see you later.